Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the basics, where we do love God's way. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about love in the midst of conflict, love in war. How do you love your spouse when they are not so lovable? How do you love your spouse in the midst of conflict? How do you love your spouse when y'all are not seeing eye to eye, when you just don't feel like being bothered with them? How do you love them? And how this topic actually came up is me and my best friend was literally just talking, and we're actually doing some planning for an event that I'm having this February. And my best friend said, she said, people don't talk about the everyday life of a relationship. People talk about how to prepare and how to get a man or how to get a woman, and then they talk about how to get over heartbreak or how to deal with divorce, but nobody talks about the everyday. Nobody talks about the in between. What about when y'all are still together but you don't feel like dealing with him, or he don't feel like dealing with you, or y'all don't feel like talking? What do you do in the midst of the relationship? Let's not talk about how to get in or how to get out of a relationship. Can we talk about how to sustain a relationship? So at my event in February, these are going to be the different things that we're going to be talking about and brainstorming on, and it's going to be for my single bays as well as my bays that's in a relationship, and especially my married bays. This is going to be an event for us to get together and to grow and love the godly way. But as for today's video, I want to share with you guys how to love your significant other in the midst of conflict. A lot of times when we are at odds, or when we're in an argument, or we're not seeing eye to eye, it's easy to want to self-isolate or to want to give the silent treatment. This is the worst thing to do, because there's nothing that can be resolved in the silent treatment. It's important to water what you want to grow. I know y'all heard that saying before, water what you want to grow, meaning in your relationship, you're going to have arguments. Let's just start there. There is no relationship that does not have an argument. You're going to have arguments. You're not going to always agree. You're not going to always see eye to eye, but it's important to plan how to tackle those times as a couple, instead of just dealing with them as a child and you go to that side of the house and I go to this side of the house. There's no solution in that. There's no compromise in that. There's no progress in that. That's just putting a band-aid over the issue. It's important to find a strategy on how to handle these type of situations when you're loving in war, because that's what it is. You are at war with each other. You're at odds. So how do you love each other in the midst of not wanting to be around each other, not wanting to talk to each other, not wanting to be in that person's space? What do you do? Now, what I'm about to tell you to do, I'm not saying that it's easy, because it's really not easy at all, but it is doable. And through prayer and through the Holy Spirit, I know that you could do it, because I've done it plenty of times. In the midst of conflict with your significant other, it's important for you to speak to the king in him, or speak to the queen in her. Right? So instead of focusing on the issue at hand, or instead of focusing on what's wrong, water and speak into what's right. And I know it sounds crazy, because it's just like, well, if we're arguing, or if we're not seeing eye to eye, how can I focus on what's right when there's still an issue at hand? So say you guys are arguing about the bills, right? And you're arguing because he wants to handle the bills one way and you want to handle the bills another way. And you see that it's turning into an argument. This is your time to say, hey, can we just pray about this situation? This is where you invite prayer into the situation. A lot of times when there's problems in relationships, our problem is we try to solve or fix the problem ourselves. We fight not with flesh and blood, which means when there's a situation or a problem in your relationship and it's bigger than both of you, because now y'all are blowing up and y'all are fussing and y'all are attacking each other, this is when you take that problem to God and you say, okay, let's take a step back and let's pray about this, and maybe we could talk about it later. Maybe we just need God to give us individual clarity or individual wisdom on how to attack this thing, because right now we're attacking each other and we're not the problem. The problem is this issue that we're having, but we are not the problem. So we don't need to attack each other. We need to strategize and get in the presence of God to figure out how to attack this thing that's trying to attack our union. So it's important to recognize what is the real issue. instead of treating each other rudely or saying things that you don't mean, cursing each other out, or giving each other the silent treatment, recognize the real issue here. And the real issue is whatever problem you two are trying to get at, whether it's a lack of communication, whether it's a lack of trust, whether it's financial issues, health issues, whether there's issues with the children, whatever the issue is, don't allow that issue to make you two attack each other. If the problem is too big or the conflict is too big for you two to solve on your own, go to prayer and say, God, we don't know how to do this thing. We can't compromise. We don't have the strength right now to agree on a solution. So now we're passing it over to you. That's our solution. Our solution is to lay it down at God's feet. This is how you invite God into the situation. Now, once you pray about the situation, leave it alone and allow it to stay at God's feet until God gives one of you clarity or until God places it on one of your hearts to come back and talk about it. Maybe God will change his heart and he'll see your way, or maybe God will change your heart and you'll see his way, or maybe God will work on both of y'all and allow y'all to find a common ground. But it's important in conflict not to attack each other, but to understand the real issue that's at hand. With doing that, then that allows you to still be able to love on your spouse in spite of you being at odds. You're still able to speak to the king and see the king in him, not see him as your opposition, not see him as your enemy, because your significant other is not your enemy. Your wife is not your enemy. So it's important to take the issue to God so that you can still water the good in your relationship or water the good in your marriage. What I've learned is that a lot of times when it comes to not just marriage, but also relationships, is that we use prayer as the last resort when it really should be the first. So if you're somebody and you realize that you and your significant other keep arguing and keep feeling like you're coming to these different crossroads in a relationship, and you feel like, I don't know if we can do this anymore, I don't know if we can move forward because it seems like our communication is off, it seems like our morals is off. First of all, did you pray about the relationship? Y'all already know that's the first thing I say. Did you pray about being in this relationship? And if you did and you feel like this is the relationship that God has called you to, understand that you cannot sustain this relationship. You will not be able to maintain this relationship without including God in every aspect of this relationship. And it's during these seasons where you feel like you're at odds or you're in constantly in conflict that you must lean on Christ. You must understand that if God has called you together, there is a bigger purpose for your union, and you will not be able to fulfill that without constantly every day diligently seeking the presence of God and allowing God to have access to every part of your relationship. It's in the moments where you are in a disagreement or you're in an argument where the enemy will try to creep in and allow lust and temptation and infidelity to creep in, because instead of leaning into each other in the presence of God, you're now separating because there was an issue. It wasn't you and your person. It was an issue that you two needed to solve, and you couldn't figure out how to solve it, and you couldn't figure it out because you were relying on your own strength instead of leaning on God. So how do you love your significant other when you're in conflict? How do you love when you're in the midst of war in your household? You invite God into the situation and you say, God, we're arguing over this, and I don't want to argue with my significant other. I don't want to attack my significant other, and I don't want my significant other to attack me. So Father God, we're bringing this problem, whatever the problem is, whatever the debate is, whatever it is you're trying to figure out, Father God, we're bringing this and we're laying it at your feet. And I ask for you to change my heart if it's my heart that needs to be changed, or I ask for you to change his heart, change both of us to be in alignment with your will and the purpose that you have for our relationship or our marriage. One thing that I've learned about prayer, y'all, is if you're arguing with somebody or you're at odds or beefing with somebody and you say, can we pray? Your whole posture change, his whole posture change, her whole posture change. It's impossible to still have an attitude or be rude to somebody that says, can we pray? Can we pray? I'm not trying to be right. I'm not trying to tell you you're wrong. I'm just trying to go up to our Father and allow him to move and take over this situation, because clearly neither one of us is capable of doing it. So it's coming from a humble posture and saying, this is bigger than me, and I think it's bigger than you too. Do you mind if we pray? Now, if your significant other says no, that's fine. you can go pray on your own and you let God work on their heart. But this is how you still love in the midst of conflict. You invite Christ into the situation. You invite Christ into the circumstance, because that's you humbly saying to God, God, this is bigger than me, and allowing your partner or your significant other to also see the posture and set the tone for your relationship. That when we get to points where we argue, where we're not seeing eye to eye, this is what we're going to do. You have to have a strategy for your relationship, or a strategy for your, especially in marriage. You have to have a strategy for your marriage, because the enemy will try to attack it in any way, shape, or form. So the enemy will cause y'all to continuously argue, because he wants you to grow apart. He wants you to resort to old fleshly ways, or backslide, or have attitude and be rude to each other, to tear down the union or the covenant that God has called you to. But you have to use reverse psychology on the enemy and say, enemy, every time you try to throw something our way, we're going to press deeper into the presence of God. So you got us arguing, we're going to tap into our anointing more. You got us not wanting to talk, well, we're going to talk in prayer. Even if we still go separate ways after we pray, at least we got in the presence of God and we invited God in to work on our hearts, right? I'm not saying ignore or dismiss each other's feelings or dismiss your own feelings. I don't know what you guys could be in conflict about or arguing about. So I'm not saying ignore it. I'm just saying, if this is where you feel like God has called you to, take that step to continuously invite God into the situation until the situation has shifted. Push yourself to be the bigger person and continuously invite God into your marriage or your relationship, even when you don't feel like it. Push yourself to. What does push mean? Pray until something happens. Push yourself in the presence of God. If your significant other doesn't want to do it with you, you intercede and you let them see you. Whether you do it in private, or if you let them see you so that they can see the tone that you're setting for your relationship. But continuously pray and invite Christ into that conflict. And that's how you love your significant other, even when you don't feel like it. Because after you pray, God is going to soften your heart for your significant other and allow you to have grace. He's going to show you and download grace into you to extend to your significant other. And now you're not cursing, you're not yelling, because prayer changes your whole mood, right? And that's what you want. I'm not saying it's easy, but try to make it a habit that when you're arguing with your significant other, you stop and you say, can we just pray? Like, I don't want to figure it out today. I don't have the answers. I don't want to say something I'm going to regret. Can we just pray? I challenge you to try this. Next time you're upset with your significant other, try this. This will be the key to loving in the midst of conflict. When you're in love, y'all ever heard that Tamar Braxton song, Love and War? When you loving and warring with your person, try this. And I promise you, it'll change the mood and set a new tone for your relationship and your marriage. Literally, you will see that when you begin to argue, before you know it, your partner will be saying, can we pray? Because they see the tone that you set. Because sometimes you may be so heated in the moment that you don't do it, but then your partner do it. Or sometimes your partner may be so heated and you have to do it. But as you continuously invite Christ into your relationship, in seasons of conflict, in times of disagreements, the Holy Spirit will move and it'll change your relationship for the better. So I challenge you to try this. Come back, comment, let me know how it works out for you. And if you're available, I will be having a monthly wives meeting starting January 2024, where we meet every first Saturday of the month. So starting January 6th, we are going to have a monthly wives meeting where we have different topics that we discuss, as well as Bible study and prayer for my married bays, as well as my single bays that are preparing to be married. We're having a monthly wives meeting. It's going to be like a wives workshop where we war and pray and talk about different ways to sharpen ourselves and be the wives that God has called us to be. So if you're interested in joining me for my monthly wives workshop, that link will be in the description. It's happening on January 6th. Also having a Valentine's Day event on February 17th. That information will be coming up in future videos. So make sure you turn on the bell notification so that you don't miss any of my future videos. We are sharpening ourselves and preparing ourselves to not only be the wives, but the women that God has called us to be. And to 2024, and I can't wait to be on this journey with you guys. All of that information will be in the description. Today's seed is going to be the pride aside seed. Father God, give me the discernment to know when to put my pride aside and to pray instead, because I don't want to ruin any relationships or any marriage that you have called me to. I want to be a good steward of the covenant that you've called to my life. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this earth, to be on this video. Father God, I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice that they continue to grow in their relationship with you so that they can be the husband or the wife that you have called them to be, Father God. I pray that you sharpen them in your presence, Father God, and equip them with all of the tools that they need to successfully walk in the steps that you have ordered for them, Father God. Give them discernment, obedience, and discipline to stay in your presence so that you can build them up and fill them up with all of the wisdom, the knowledge, and the discernment that they need to carry out your will and your purpose for their lives. Father God, today we sow the pride aside seed, and we say that we will not deal with conflict on our own, but we will lean into your presence and leave it at your feet, because we know that in your power, in your strength, and in your presence, we can do all things, but outside of it, we can do nothing, Father God. So we thank you for giving us access to your presence. We thank you for allowing us to have this wisdom and this knowledge on what to do in the midst of conflict. We thank you for the marriages that you have called us to and the babes that are waiting on marriage. I thank you for their future marriage, Father God. I thank you for our wives' monthly workshop that's coming up. And I thank you for our Valentine's Day event as well. Father God, as we enter 2024, I just pray that your will be done. That's it, Father God. Let your will be done and continue to make us the women and men, if you're watching, that you have called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for watching another episode of Back to the Basics. My voice is kind of, I know I'm usually more energetic, so hopefully you guys can hear me well. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode, and I'll see you on January 6th. If you are a woman, I will see you at our monthly wives workshop. That information will be in the description. I can't wait to talk and connect, but most importantly, grow with each of you while we do love God's way. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.